Hey everybody, this is the AmeriMe Junkies. Today we're talking about video game franchises. The bigger they are, the harder they fall, and when they fuck around, EA's probably done it all. This is the AmeriMe Junkies podcast.
Ooh. That thing was smooth, right?
Yeah, I like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hi, everybody. We are the AmeriMe Junkies. This is AmeriMe Media. Today, we're sitting in. We got, first and foremost, the biggest boss.
Hey, yo, y'all got to follow our TikTok. I was outside frolicking today. I was in the midst of black boy Joy.
I have a question.
This nigga was
wrong. I saw that while at work. Did you even leave New Jersey?
Yeah, no. That was Dennis Shee from the spot. We was coming from a grocery shop, and I seen the park, and I want to go frolic.
I was about to say, if you went and frolicked while I was at work, slaving away in your hot truck, I would have been mad.
Yo, I wouldn't have did it in Jersey because most of that shit is like marshland. I would have went frolicking and never been seen again. Until somebody fished my body out.
They would have fucked around and found a dead body.
Right.
You would have frolicked.
Right.
That'd even that'd get jumped by a gaggle of turkeys.
Right. I'd have started my ECK story. Not in Jersey. Nope.
While we're still in intros, the man to my left, Demon Engine.
Hey, yo, it's your boy, the demon, the one that depression and will take over the world. But seriously, I feel like if you get isekai'd in New Jersey, I feel like you're going to just end up in Elden Ring.
And you know what? I think people across the country will concur, or anybody who has been to Jersey, if you get isekai'd while in Jersey, you just...
If you thought your life was hard now, your next life about to be hard.
It's just GG at that point. Like this is not gonna be the start of your harem anime. Yeah. This is you waking up in the middle of Elden Ring.
Speaking and of course I am Salty Truth. Today we're talking about video game franchises that came out strong, real strong, somehow just couldn't hit the landing.
They just dropped the ball. I mean, even if it was a good game through and through, there are things that that each of these publishers or the games themselves could have done to like. Made it more immersive or just made it a better game overall.
That's fair.
So who wants to start? Or do you want me to kick this shit off? Because I know, like, we was talking earlier, and Demon Engine said something that we all wanted to talk about. Me and Salty Truth said something that we's about to get into it over. So, you know, it's up to y'all how y'all want to start.
I'm going to let you gentlemen go.
Go ahead, Engine. What you say earlier?
Fucking No Man's Sky. We'll talk about this. Fuck.
And here's the problem. And
the whole game was a problem.
Here's the problem. It didn't start off strong.
It didn't at all.
It just had a strong marketing campaign.
Exactly. I'm here to talk about disappointments through and through.
Yep. A strong marketing campaign.
We're talking about stuff that flew off strong and then crashed on the landing. But hey, this is disappointment as well.
Like the moment they announced it, and then they kept showing all the goodies, all the like the peaches and cream stuff for the game. And when we finally got it in our hand, we were like, what the is this?
I was turned off when I started seeing it make its rounds on late night television. That's when I was just like, I'm like, why are we doing late night television for a video game?
Right.
A video game that half of the audience is like, I don't know what this is.
Right.
When that applause sign lights up, I'm going to start clapping.
Yep.
It just,
I mean, that marketing game was strong, dog.
Yeah, but it was like, yo, the cap is really real right now.
And then when you go ahead.
And when it came out, it was just like, yo, this is bullshit. Now we're speaking from launch just for our viewers. We're speaking from launch because since then, these guys have actually knocked it out the park.
I mean, yeah, they got their shit together. It took them like 5 or 6 years to actually deliver on a game they actually promised us from launch. But now it's an amazing game. So if you was pissed about it and you stopped playing it, you go get it now and you'll be satisfied. Possibly
it's,
amazed.
It's not the same. It is not the same game that from launch.
Yeah, I mean it's a game that we was promised at launch.
Yes. Plus some now.
But like the publisher's like, just get the game out, take it. We're gonna have to bear and grin it for like 6 years, multiple patches, multiple DLCs. It's damn near a whole new game at this point.
There's a whole new game,
right? It was, yeah. I was pissed when it came out. I was like, where is my colonies? Where's my spaceships? What the hell is this?
Imagine being out with your friends and they hyping you up to meet this girl. Y'all have some conversations. This shit look dope. Y'all have a banging first date, and for some odd reason, your stupid ass decides to invest in a relationship right there. And then it takes that person 6 years to get their shit together. That is what it's like if playing fucking No Man's Sky from the launch.
Right.
But right. Eventually they got there.
Star Citizen is a game that No Man's Sky wanted to be. And Star Citizen ain't finished neither. So, like, imagine that. Like, Star Citizen ain't even finished. And they don't know if the game was ever going to be finished. But it's
And then you got Starfield that's supposed to be coming out
this year, right?
Next year.
Next year.
It's
November 11th.
It's been pushed to 2023.
Of course. I don't even know why we get hyped for game dates anymore. It's like 8, 9, or 10 out of 10 is going to get pushed back. So,
I think the last game that actually came out on time was
go ahead, think about it, because I don't know one. You might have to Google that.
Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach.
Oh, see, I haven't even never played that game, so.
And ironically, it was obviously missing things, and it was lackluster. So, it was okay.
Right.
So, but there was obviously things that were taken out or not completed.
Right.
So, there's that. Now, this, all right, this other game definitely came out stumbling. And after a couple DLCs, it definitely felt like a full game. Destiny.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
I know me and Comic Boss, that's what we were going to get into.
No, I got something else that we're gonna get into.
Oh,
yeah. We's in the car talking about it, and you said you're gonna hold the thoughts of the podcast.
Oh, what was it?
Pokemon Go.
Oh, right.
But we'll get right. Pokemon Go later. But Bet the Destiny, yes. I felt
attacked.
It took them two games to make one solid game.
What? I mean, the first game literally wasn't complete until you bought the first two DLCs.
Are we wrong? I mean, I know you a Destiny stan, but yeah.
The fuck is a stan?
I love, like, a fan of the game.
I'm a guardian, first and foremost. Get this shit right. Second of all, I have mixed feelings about this.
Uh-huh.
Are you a blind fanboy? Are you a blind fanboy on this?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Me and my friends talk about the shit they be fucking up on all the time. The running joke amongst all the community is, I fucking hate Destiny. It's my favorite game.
See? There you go.
That's so, like, funny.
We know, but we're all murder happy psychopaths in this game that lets us be murder happy psychopaths amongst the stars.
It's funny because when you say it like that, it just sounds like Warframe.
I mean, that's what Destiny is. It's just a better version of Warframe.
I used to play Warframe a lot.
So did I.
Too.
I played it when it first came out.
It has definitely gotten better.
I mean, Warframe is good. I'm saying Destiny just
Warframe didn't stumble as hard as Destiny. Because mind you, at the end of the day, Warframe is free.
Destiny's... I don't
know what the fuck about that. And even Warframe being free, like, they haven't stumbled at all for that game. Like, it's been good through and through. I mean, like, if somebody else said something, like... I still like Warframe. But I feel like Destiny is a better version of Warframe.
Wait, hold on. Did you say that it's free?
And it's free? I mean, it's pay to win.
He tried to say it's free. It is pay to win.
It's pay to win.
But at the same time, if you have high enough skill, all the new shit don't matter.
But the funny thing is, It's not pay to win, but at the same time, it's not.
It's pay to win, but it's really
because
it's,
I literally.
It's my. Hold on. It is. You get in the Warframe, right? You get a prime. It's my frame, and I want it now. Right. That's what the fuck Warframe is.
Right.
I don't feel like waiting because I've literally seen people
spend money on their Warframe.
It's pay to win,
but have no skills. Suck.
I've seen people. I know who we're talking about. I know exactly.
Oh yeah, that nigga too. Yeah. It was like $175 on microtransactions for his Warframe.
Are we talking about?
I watched him spend $300 in one Warframe in one night. Just
talking
to
about get, C?
Can, R.
R? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yo, yeah. Spent all that money on a Warframe with no absolute skill and got trashed.
Damn. I watched him spend $300 on Warframe in a single night.
Wow.
Just to sit there and get One shot by me. Over and over. I'm talking about
not just you.
25 matches of me and him back to back. And each, every single match, I made sure to kill his Kuro first. Then
and it wasn't, and that was the thing, it wasn't just you. It's pretty much, it's like that scene in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, where the person has the Green Destiny stored, and Chow Yun Fat just has a stick and whoops their ass. It was like, well, I have the sword, but you don't have the skill.
Right, you don't have the skill, right. Right.
So that that's why I will say Warframe's pay to win. I'm like,
that's why I said it's not pay to win. It's pay to, I don't want to fucking wait.
Yeah, because it's like, I don't know about that. But speaking of paying. All right, so you say
also that's another thing. Hold on, that's another thing. Another reason why I don't have any real issues with Destiny. I've been here since the beginning, and I've also never had to pay for a single expansion or the game that matter at all.
I mean, that's something different. Why you didn't have to pay for the game?
But I'm saying, I never had to pay for the DLC, so I never had to bitch about that.
Yeah, that's a any of that. That's more of a personal difference.
That's more of a personal difference, like. Like, the reason why you didn't have to pay. I could play
Destiny 2 right now just because it's on Game Pass.
So, yeah. But what were you saying?
Pokemon Go. So.
You want me to start?
Yeah, you go. Yeah, go ahead. Plead your case.
Okay, so me and Engine going to agree on this, right? So when Pokemon Go came out, one, it grabbed the world by the balls. You couldn't go nowhere. Like, even like huge retail chains, like, hey, we're a Pokemon stop. Come in and catch some Pokemon at our store. And while you're here, buy a phone or blah, 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 blah. Right. But it was nowhere near what they promised the players. Like, are you supposed to get Pokemon? Like, on our phones, like you go, you catch a Pokemon, you could train it, you could, I could battle y'all, I could battle different gyms, but that wasn't it. So I'm gonna let Demon Engine tell the story about that gym battle that they had.
Gym battle, okay.
Do you remember that, Engine? The gym battle that you, Robin, Twiz had on the corner?
Oh, sat there and just kept taking a gym back over and over, back to back.
So we was on the corner and we had took a gym. These dudes rolled up.
Oh, yeah. Yo, that's happened to me a couple of times.
And took the gym back. They didn't have to battle us or our Pokemon to take the gym back, but they took the gym. Like that's not what Niantic promised. Like, if I hold the gym, you gotta take the gym back from me, or you gotta battle me and my Pokemon. But it wasn't like that. I wasn't in the battle.
I wasn't able to train Pokemon that's left there and whatnot. Me and Mo spent like all morning walking around. Going place to place, just going Pokestop to Pokestop, and going, since I'm Valor and he's Mystic, we went to different gyms, fought them together, then Rochambeau on who could take the gym. When we got to the church, we did the same thing, just for a whole van of like 8 people. Pull up, stop. 2 minutes later, the gym was back to blue and they skirt the fuck off.
Shout out to Team Mystic.
Now, with that being said, here is why
it invokes gang mentality.
Yep. But it actually invokes a very different mentality that you brothers failed to realize was the purpose of Pokemon Go in the first place.
I want
to
hear this bullshit.
It provokes consumer mentality. Pokemon Go literally stimulated an entire market of consuming. Cause that it had people hitting the pavement. It had them going into stores, purchasing items from said stores, while also making microtransactions on the game. Had people driving around, traveling to places, buying shit. Yo, Pokemon Go was damn near a stimulus package.
You know what it also had? Had niggas walking in the trains, driving in the oncoming.
Where's the self accountability on that part? You need to look where you're walking.
Of course, right? But you know, like, people do that all the time without Pokemon Go. But with that,
yeah, but that's still a bad excuse.
Like,
yeah, where's the personal accountability? I mean,
was there microtransactions on Pokemon Go? Because I never bought anything.
Yes. Oh, yes.
If you wanted more space.
And as the game evolved, there was more microtransactions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, at the end of the day, Pokemon Go was the one game that everyone didn't argue about when it came to mobile gaming.
Yeah.
That's what Pokemon Go was. Pokemon Go achieved its goal.
It would have still been around if they had given what they promised to give during those trailers. Same thing with No Man's Sky and one of the other games that I'm going to get into later.
But No Man's Sky is still around.
Right. And Pokemon Go ain't. They took too long to deliver on a promise.
You know what game also isn't around anymore?
They made their money and ran.
True.
Anthem.
Okay. Anthem. Oh. Anthem died. Died on arrival. DOA.
I'm a BioWare fan, and Anthem looked horrible, so I never played it from the beginning.
No, Anthem looked good. I just didn't buy it because there was something in the marketing that was a huge red flag for me. When you add in the song Crazy Train to your commercial, it makes me not trust you.
Why something behind that? Does it dig up those memories?
Funny thing is, I'm actually a huge metal fan. But whenever I see that song in a commercial, I can't trust the product.
Why?
I don't know why. It just... I cannot explain it. It's just like as soon as I hear ding-ding, 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 I'm like, aww. And I'm just like, oh man.
That's a iconic
why? Because it's used to get people hyped.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's why I'm like, it's something about it I don't trust. I'm like, you're trying to get me hyped for this. I'm like, no.
What about you, Engine? Did you play Anthem? Because I ain't never played it.
Nope.
See?
Me and Demon both was just like,
that shit wasn't on my, what the fuck is that? I got Destiny. I don't need this.
Yeah, that joint fell, dog. That joint was like a misused rocket. It started to tick off, and as soon as it took off, it came right down. Crash, boom. And EA and BioWare tried to scramble, and nope. But let's talk about...
Yo, wait a minute. Sir, do you know how much Pokemon Go made in 2021?
2021? Last year?
Yes.
How much did it make?
$1.2 billion.
Wow.
And in 2020, the pandemic year, $1.9 billion.
Wow.
Bro!
I don't know a single person
that just played this game. That just makes me mad. That just makes me fucking mad at Pokemon.
In the words of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, it doesn't matter if you don't know anyone playing the game.
I don't know a single person that played this game. That makes me fucking mad now.
Even during the pandemic, which makes sense.
In the middle of the fucking pandemic.
Essential workers.
$2 billion. Motherfuck no. Niggas need to keep their asses in the house.
It essential makes sense during the pandemic, but I don't know a single person. Like, it gotta be like overseas.
Hey,
either way, they made
nobody
their money.
Give a fuck where the money's coming right. from. As long either as the money's coming, money.
It's still a horrible game.
Shit is not a game. It is a
right.
Yo, the money. Yo. People spent so much data on that game.
It's Pet Simulator. That's what that is. It's AR Pet Simulator. Augmented Reality Pokemon Pet Simulator.
That's basically what it was. It was the you was like raising Pokemon. Pokemon Daycare.
Alright, but you know...
Pokemon Tamagotchi.
You know what video game started off strong, but somehow just fell off? Now, Max Payne. The first Max Payne was an amazing game.
Hold that thought. Let's go to commercial.
All right.
I love those senpai hoodies, man.
Got to.
Let them senpai hoodies.
But so Max Payne. Max Payne had the bullet time, you know, and I mean it was a hit game, but somehow the sequel, The Fall of Max Payne, no one fucked with.
That's the one where he was like heard a baby dying and shit like that, heard a baby crying.
That's in the first one.
That's the first one. Okay, I was about to say, I love that one. Okay, yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somehow, and mind you, the turnaround for the fall, for Max Payne 2 was like 2 years.
Right.
And then, but the second came out, and it was like, it was just like, and maybe played slightly better.
Right.
But no one fucked with it. It took 9 years to get Max Payne 3, and that was awesome.
Max Payne 3 was amazing.
You want to know another one that fell from grace? Another franchise that fell from grace? Mm. Assassin's Creed.
If I'm talking about Assassin's Creed, I'll reach through this camera and choke you.
All right.
Assassin's Creed, hold on. Here's the reason why they fell from grace. There's still some that are really fucking good. But you know how you fall from grace? When you're supposed to be a story and narrative driven game, when you decide to become like Madden, when you decide to become like 2K, when you decide to start trying to come out fucking yearly like it's Call of Duty or some shit, and then wonder why mechanics aren't working in this story shit for this. It's...
Well, that was why they, that's why, the, remember, after the Unity debacle. That's when they dialed everything back, and that's how we got Assassin's Creed Origins, correct?
Valhalla is the latest.
I'm sorry. Yes, and now, all right. Here's Assassin's Creed's problem. Get back to shit that makes sense.
You know my problem with Assassin's Creed, and me being an Assassin's Creed fan. You know my problem with Assassin's Creed is there are no longer assassins.
No,
they stopped your last assassins.
The last two games had the least amount of assassinations.
Origins, Assassin's Creed, not Origins.
No, Odyssey.
Odyssey. You are not an assassin at all in Assassin's Creed Odyssey, okay? The Assassin Order doesn't even exist in that world in Greece. So like you're not an assassin in that one.
And in Valhalla, I'm like, what is going on?
Well, at least in Valhalla, the order is there.
There's nothing stealthy about a fucking Viking.
There's nothing
stealthy. Yeah, there's nothing stealthy about a Viking.
Well, we're not talking about a Viking.
We're talking about a group of people that play drums in the middle of battle.
Right.
Technically.
Right.
Technically, Vikings are stealthy.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you go through our history.
In the same way that Casimir is a completed stealth mission.
As what?
Wow.
What do you say?
The way Casimir is a completed stealth mission.
Wow. You out of control.
If there's no one left.
Right.
Then they know you can't.
Right.
Someone stumbles upon this. There's awesome shit happened here. I don't know who did it, but I'm going to go on this thing.
Logic. If no one is left to say that motherfucker did it, it was a stealth mission. Everybody did.
How Agent 47 of you?
I play Destiny because I'm a murder hobo. What did you expect?
And that's why I play Assassin's Creed. I like sneaking up.
But you know what the crazy thing is? The shit is so far from being an Assassin's Creed game. I've gone back just to play Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
I mean, the best Assassin's Creed was Black Flag. When you was a pirate. That's the best Assassin's Creed. I like Odyssey.
I like Black Flag, but I don't know with Syndicate. Once I get the grappling hook, nigga, I'm Batman. like literally just.
I mean, you get that. I think on the second iteration of Assassin's Creed, when you're Ezio Auditore de Firenze, he gets a grappling hook.
No, he gets a hook, but it's not I could just shoot and be shot straight up a building.
True.
Yeah, I'm about to say big difference.
True.
I be in the middle of guards be chasing me. They'll have me cornered, and I'm just like, gentlemen, smoke bomb.
That's my shit, yeah. Smoke bomb. Batman. Good night. Right. But you know what a game had everybody waiting on the edge of these seats that was absolutely pure shit? Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah, I was waiting for this.
You know I had to talk about it. You couldn't even play the game for like 2 years. It got so bad that they had to pull the game back. They're like, look, you can either wait it out till we fix it.
That was only on PlayStation.
Or get your money back.
The PlayStation 4 pulled it off its marketplace. I was still playing it on Xbox One.
Yeah,
were there glitches?
Yeah.
Was there glitches? Hell yes.
Right.
There was a lot like, but at the same time, we all know what happened. Like, there wasn't like.
What happened doesn't mean it still wasn't at this point.
Like,
it was a major disappointment.
The suits were like, yeah, this game needs to come out here. Okay. Then 2 years before the game comes out, hey, we want you to redo all of this. Okay, but we have to push the game back. No. But you have you to push it back. No.
For 10 years. The game was 10 years in the making.
But the weird thing is, we don't even know what that version of the game looked like.
Agreed. But look who was making it, though. It ain't like CD Projekt Red was an amateur.
Right. It was an amateur. my curiosity was if it was a. I bet you that version was a third person.
Oh, I would have loved that.
I guarantee that version was third person.
I know somebody made a mod for it to be third person now.
That shit look goofy as hell.
Do it. I ain't see it, but I know it's out there.
It doesn't make the game third person. It just shows it from a third person point of view. Shit looks goofy.
I was so excited to play this game, and like when cuz Engine bought it and he let me play it, and I was like, I can't even get into it because it keep messing up. It keep glitching. It was bad. It was bad for a while. I mean,
but now it's great.
Despite the reasons why it was bad, it was bad.
Shit, right now.
And now it was great. Now I will rebuy it to play it but man, it was a journey to get there, man.
And now that might have hurt it. There's gonna be DLC next year.
I think that might have hurt it. CD Projekt Red reputation over that, y'all.
It did hurt their reputation a lot. It really did. But ironically, the comeback was very strong.
It had to be.
You know,
it had to be.
What franchise? Another franchise I consider a disappointment. In the works, in the making, still going. 2K.
2K basketball? What?
There's no other choice.
You don't play basketball.
No.
You can play the game.
There's no other choice. When was the last NBA Live?
Hold on. Not because there's no other choice. This is that to the point where we've gotten to the point where the only way they could continue to make it interesting is by adding story mode. For those who want to relive their past high school years that didn't go out for them.
All right, that's just fucking cruel.
But they been added story mode to the basketball and football games.
I remember the one that was directed by Spike Lee.
And the one directed by Jay-Z. Like,
oh Lord.
Right.
Like, why did he direct it? Nigga, you was never playing basketball.
Neither was Spike Lee. But
yeah, but Spike Lee, he sits at every fucking New York Knicks.
That is true.
Yeah.
But like
Spike be out there looking like somebody's aunt.
They had to add story mode for playability, you know what I mean? But that's every
plus
like,
with niggas create characters and stuff. So
that's like every sports game from basketball to football to wrestling, WWE.
But that was the thing. There was never like a solid story mode.
It was just made your character, and now it's story mode, so you can fool.
Yeah, like now,
there's
now
one the thing to have a character. You're still trying to live through. Oh shit, went differently. You can pick your school.
Now, it's like it was like it's like yeah. I get it. I understood that in like wrestling games, even Fight Night.
Right, even Fight Night.
But then the last Fight Night had its own story mode, its own character storyline. I was like, why is this game starting with me in prison? I'm like, what is going on?
It has a story. And it doesn't even
have... Why is my character automatically from Philadelphia?
Doesn't even have a story. It's just what you expect when you see shit about your favorite fucking athlete on TV.
I don't know, man.
All
right, it was story mode was necessary for it to continue on with its survival, but just the thought like it needs story mode to survive.
Yeah.
Story mode is essentially just so people could relive everything.
Yeah.
and boom.
I got one more, but first commercial.
Fuck like.
Yes. Every streamer, every person on the internet today can share that sentiment. Fuck leg.
Unbelievable.
One of my favorite publishers released the game that every fan of the game wanted to play until we got it in our hands. And that game is Fallout 76.
I knew this was coming.
Fallout.
Oh, 76. Man.
Fallout 4 was amazing. It has problems, and I will go into that in detail on my own time with the world. But Fallout 76 was what I asked for, but it was nothing that I asked for. I wanted Fallout 4 multiplayer so I could play with my friends, build my settlements, and then go out into the world and do fuck shit.
Right.
It was nothing like that. Like Bethesda super overpromised and then way underdelivered. And I think they did that shit on purpose.
No, what was worse was at the, I think it was the following E3, when they were talking about their incoming update for the game, and they brought up the thing no one asked for. They were like, yeah, we're going to do a Battle Royale for Fallout 76.
Right.
Nigga, right. Who asked for this?
Right. And you and do you know why they did that?
Fortnite?
No, well, yeah, Fortnite too, but because they thought they're going to open the world up to us and we're going to act like savages and kill each other. But it was the complete opposite. When you ran to somebody, they were like, hey, do you need help with something? Nobody was killing anybody unless, like, somebody started some shit.
If you create a game about a post-apocalyptic world and don't want madness to happen. Bullshit already happened in everyday life. Scenarios on top of in previous games you could kill who you want.
They wanted madness to happen, but it didn't.
Why? Their key demographic are older adults who literally is like, no. Like, why?
They wanted the man. Like Ty Howard said, we thought y'all was going to kill each other. But no. The total opposite. Everybody was super helpful. On the game, like, yeah, nigga.
You got shit like fucking super mutants and Deathclaw.
Right.
It was like, y'all really Mothman, don't know your audience.
Like, oh, if I played the game, I clocked a lot of hours until I finally gave up. But if I was walking down the street and I seen somebody fighting a Mothman, I'd jump in and help him kill the Mothman.
Right.
I said, hey, do you need anything before I get off? Like, what's your level? Here's some weapons. But it never came across my mind to shoot this motherfucker in the back. Like, huh?
That's
I wonder what he got.
To play Fallout 76. That's what.
I guess.
But if they gave me the ability to have a guild, so to say, then maybe.
And then they make DLC where you have to go against a guild.
Right. Right. Allow me to make my guild.
Pick a fucking struggle.
Like, they tried so hard, and there was so many lies behind Fallout 76, but that's, of course, so much flat. Like, Ty Howard and them are just now releasing Skyrim Purple Edition at this point.
Bruh.
They released, like, 20 different versions of Skyrim. Like, bruh, we get it. It was an amazing game.
Still is, but come on.
Don't release a single motherfucking edition. Y'all not changing nothing.
It's just like, it's just like, hey guys, guess what? What? Grand Theft Auto 5!
Like GTA Online, I really can't say anything bad about GTA, but at this point,
I can.
Give me Bully. Give me Bully. Oh, give me GTA 6. I mean, like I said, you can't say nothing bad about GTA Online.
No. Right? This is how I feel. You can't really say, except for the fact that you better have already played it or already have a crew that is willing to tough it out together or already know somebody playing. Because you're not going to have what Fallout wanted is what is in fucking GTA.
Madness. Facts. If you think you're going to jump in GTA brand new, you might have a real bad time for like 6 months.
You don't even have to do anything.
Just breathe. Like,
the moment you inhale, you're catching a bullet in your lung.
Are you going
like,
to
after you get
decided to be a victim today, huh?
And it's like, and it's like they're gonna see you a level and see you a level one, and they're just gonna attack you. Like
fresh fish.
Yep. What you doing around here, fresh fish? And then they're gonna stomp you out every second you want a game.
But here's a game. Here's a franchise that definitely, by the time the fourth game came out, these niggas was just lost. Saints Row.
Yeah, I think like the last game was just a cash grab.
Well, no, the last game wasn't even made by the same developers.
Oh, see.
Yeah, so it was just like, cause like, all right, in the beginning, Saints Row was literally knockoff GTA.
Right, right. It was a spoof.
But when Part 2 came out, it started having a lot more of its own identity.
Right.
Then the third one was over the top and awesome. I was like, you had like the mayor of your city was Burt Reynolds. There were zombies.
They killed Johnny Gat at the very beginning of the game, which was just
very ballsy move.
Yeah.
And
throughout the whole game, I like Johnny not dead. Johnny ain't dead. He's gonna show up. Johnny was dead.
Shit, you could actually bring him back as a zombie.
Oh, could you?
Yep. Yep. But then part four happened, and alien invasion, everything's just, the earth was destroyed.
Yeah,
you're in a simulation.
Bad. Yep.
It was like, now have superpowers.
Yep.
It was just like, well, superpowers, what do I need guns for now?
I tried to get into it and I just couldn't. Like that fourth game was bad.
I went through it and beat it just to say I did, but I was just like, this shit is upsetting.
You felt dirty. You felt used.
Yeah.
Cheap. But to reiterate back on GTA real quick, my problem with it is it's been so long. They've made so much
money. So much money.
And I think next month is finally going to be on PS5.
So much money. It
expanded three consoles. Been so long, made so much. If GTA 6 doesn't come out on a brand new fucking engine, I'ma be pissed. Cause what was the fucking point?
Well, the rumors is that you're gonna get Bully 2 before you get GTA 6. And I'm for one, I'm not mad at that. I love Bully. One of my favorite games of all time. I love Bully. Like through and through. So I could definitely get a Bully 2 on a PS5 system. So like, but I'm with you, Mike. If they don't release Bully 2 or GTA 6 with ray tracing or something,
brand new engine at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want that Unreal 5?
Yeah.
No, I don't want Unreal 5.
That Unreal 5 engine looks
only because amazing. It is a fucking it's a fucking duopoly between Unreal and Unity.
Right.
Hey. I mean, best of both worlds. Oh.
Like, we already know how bad a monopoly gets. Both the game and in talks of business. Like, the duopoly is just as bad. I think, I don't even know how to pronounce it. But yeah,
I mean,
it's just those two for real. They've made enough money to make a whole new engine.
It really is. It really is just Unreal and Unity at this point, as far as engines go. But I'm not mad at that. I'll take that.
Because I think the Saints Row reboot is off as like Unity.
Yeah.
I think it's Unity.
Yeah, it is.
It's been so long. I demand more. I demand more of taking too much money.
Well, one thing we know is GTA Online isn't going anywhere.
If that bitch come
GTA
out,
GTA Online is Saints Row.
Yeah. So like, and like the one smart thing that GTA do, they release all their DLC for free.
That's because the fuck you're gonna.
They can make so much money in fucking microtransactions.
Right.
The same shit with fucking Warframe. Warframe's free. Free updates. It makes its money off of fucking microtransactions.
Those shark cards be popping.
It's like you want to make some too. Real money. Because you gotta spend some real money.
If you, like just like I said, if you don't have a team, if you don't know somebody, you best be. Your only other option is to suffer or spend money. Spend money to grab the things now so you can have a fighting chance, Pheasant.
Horrible.
So that's our time. Unless y'all got another remark, because I could jump back on Cyberpunk 27.
EA still sucks.
EA will forever suck. EA is in the trash.
Yeah. And you know what hurts my heart about EA? Like they bought BioWare. BioWare was such an amazing company.
Yeah.
So EA got their greedy grubby hands on them.
That, my friends, is how you turn sugar into shit.
I mean, I think they're about to lose their license for the Disney games.
Yeah, Disney's not too happy with them. I think after this one Fallen Order shit, they might be finito.
Yeah.
But with that being said,
what game dropped the ball for you? What game that you have high hopes for, put on a pedestal, that when you finally got it, it was crap. It was shit in your hands.
Absolutely.
Let us know in the comments. Let us know on social media. You know, everywhere you are. Let us know.
And if
you let us know in the video, we'll share it on our social media. So.
And of course, more importantly, we want to thank you guys for listening in today. Right. We also want to thank you folks out there who are watching. We appreciate all of you very much. You guys out there listening to us on your podcast, be sure you download it, give us a like, and please tell us what you think. And of course, for you folks out there in YouTube land, I want to thank you for sitting down and watching. I hope you're subscribed. If not, you need to hit that button. And please hit that thumbs up. And please tell us what you think in the comment section. We do check it out.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. All right.
Don't forget to check out AmeriMeMedia.com. That's AmeriMeMedia. And that same goes for all of our social medias.
Yep, all in the same name.
Twitter, IG, and Facebook.
Don't forget to check out our TikTok. It's
Amerimedia. Yes. And the ticking of the talking.
Amerimedia one, the number one. And come frolic with me. Come stitch my video.
Frolicking ass.
Come stitch my video and come frolic with me. And tomorrow you might see the other two members go frolic in the park. Cause you know, we're talking about Black Boy Joy over here, son.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're about. Black Boy Joy, baby. We nerds, we talk about anime, and you know, we want to share our joy with you. So you know, hit us up.
Take care of yourselves and each other. We'll see you around. Say bye, demon.
Bye. Bye. Oh, fuck you.